up to the monkeys, it was not here, and it could stop. And it doesn't need for human beings to disappear to stop. Do you think that if this stuff wants to stop, we should die? Is that the only way that the wisdom will disappear? How many times we had big civilization and it had disappeared for no obvious reason? We don't know what happened to Mayas. We don't know the Egyptian, but we know Egyptian, they had language and everything. Then everything vanished. Even the language disappeared. And why do you insist upon language?
Kalam,
the word. That was the beginning. That was with the God. Because whatever we are talking about, we are not talking about the information here. We are talking about information here. Book. Alphabet. Do you think that if we were illiterate and we haven't invented alphabet yet, we could go to the moon? Huh. We could do nothing, zilch, because it's all this. Now, in addition to the physical existence of this room, which is four dimensions, it's three dimensions at the time, in addition to that, there is something in here which is changing all of us and has nothing to do with the physical existence of atoms, molecules, or whatever. Is what? It's the poetic language of Rumi, which has nothing to do with physical existence of this monkey. That's what we're talking about. Exception. Rule is life has a boundary, will react with the environment, and from inside will give birth to another copy of itself, a little bit different, right? This is what life is always doing. So life is learning from life only. Every animal learns from the parents only, or the herd. Now you're learning from a guy who is dead more than 500 years ago. Give me a break. Don't you understand this confliction of time? We are not animals, because there is this we, that we that I'm talking about is none of us. That's the quality in all of us. You know that you take something, you put a lot of it together, you create a quality. When you pass the critical mass, the new quality will be born. This is what we are. So, something is here. And this is the fountain of knowledge to me. If this is not here, I will be like those two brothers who were raised by wolves and never made it to make Roman Empire. Because they didn't know how to speak. It's talking. There is another dimension for us. We call it culture. What is culture? Is in the air. Is in talking. Is in the book. So in the book, you will say, if I sink this fountain, then what would you do? Because all this knowledge could be hidden. It was. Oh, if by a freaky accident somebody would not find a piece of a stone, a piece of a broken stone which is named Rosetta Stone. It was a piece of broken written stuff. We were lucky to find it because it was written in three languages. And by that, we could go back and read those languages which were not here anymore. It was in the form of alphabet reserved. So, if all this will vanish, then who will bring it back? This was a gift, so a generous fellow only could give this gift. This was these three lines, right? Now the philosopher is not seeing it like this. He's looking at it just the way you were looking at the last story. Of the short story of Belgaes, he started to say that God would spank you and shout, and he said, oh yeah, that's God. Which is not. Because God could not be like that. It's not God-like to be like that. So, please start from the beginning.
A teacher of Quran recitation was reading from the page of the book. Your water sunk into the ground. I stopped the water from the spring and hid the water in the depths and make the springs dry and a place of drought. Who shall bring the water to the spring again except me, who have no like, the gracious, the glorious? A contemptible philosopher, a logician, was passing beside the school at that moment. When he heard the verse, he said in disapproval, we bring the water with the mattock. With strokes of the spade and the sharpness of the axe, we bring the water up from below.
Okay. From this, what would you understand? The philosopher, a logical philosopher. The words are falsafi, mantiqi, logical philosopher. Logical philosophy will say what? Say, this knowledge. This. We have writing. We know the symbols. We have the instrument. And the language itself is an instrument. So we will do it with that. Because this philosopher, the logical fellow, is what? Very logical fellow. Believes in what? Instruments. Cleverness using the instruments. So he said, we know we have the instruments, and with the instruments we'll do something about it. Yes.
At night he fell asleep and saw a lion-hearted man who gave him a blow on the face and blinded both his eyes and said, oh wretch, if you are speaking the truth, bring up some light with an axe from these two springs of vision.
Are you listening? Here he uses special words. In his sleep, he will see somebody which is a very fantastic, brave hero. In Persian language, that's Shirdel Shirmard. Lion man. Means that brave fellow. Do we need a brave fellow to do this to make someone blind? Even a handicap could do it. The exaggeration of no, he was a fantastic fellow. And he will make him blind. He will ask him that now from this fountain bring out some, not water, light. Because of seeing, you know that in Rumi's time they believed that the eyes are like some flashlights. The light will come out of the eye will create it. So he said, okay, your flashlight is turned off, now turn it on. Yes?
At day he jumped up and found two blind eyes. From both his eyes, the overflowing light had vanished. If he had moaned and asked pardon, the departed light would have appeared through kindness. But asking pardon also is not enhanced. The savor of repentance is not the dessert of every inebriate. The wickedness of actions and the disastrousness of denial had barred the way of repentance to his heart.
Now, what did you listen to? Because this is, dear Rumi, exactly is explaining to you that how we are narrating and how should you listen. When we say something, you read something from this book, do not philosophize. Try to understand the unspeakable we are trying to talk about. Here, first of all, he wakes up and he will see that the lights are absent. And he cannot accept this situation because what? Before saying because what, he said, and you know what? This repentance is not something very handy. You know? Because who will repent? You? Means your logic? Do you remember? It's not made to do such a stuff. It's made not even pay attention to me. Just carrying the life over. Remember? Repentance? No. Repentance belongs to someone else. This fellow had a very serious problem, which in this explanation here, in this, translation, is invisible. Read the wickedness of what? The last verse.
The wickedness of actions and the disastrousness of denial had barred the way of repentance to his heart.
Now listen carefully, I read the Persian. And you will hear the word. Zeshtiye a'malu shumiye juhud rahe tobe bar dile u baste bud. And here, juhud is written with another alphabet even. You remember we talked about jahad, self-determination, believing in yourself. Philosopher should believe in himself only. And that's the problem. This is the problem we explained first day. Book one. We said your problem is that you're in love with your intelligence. You believe that this is the best. You never know that there is a better one than one you have. Here we say the ugliness of doing and shum, sorry, my English stop. The bad omen or something like that of this juhud has closed the way of regret in his heart. The door of his heart is closed by logic. Yes?
His heart became in hardness as the face of a rock. How should repentance cleave it for sowing? Where is one like Shua that by prayer he may make the mountain earth for sowing? Through the supplication and belief of that friend, the thing that was hard and impossible became possible. Or through the Mukwakis begging the prophet, a stony ground became a goodly cornfield. So contrawise, a man's disbelief turned gold into copper and peace into war. This falseness draws after it an evil transformation. It turns ground capable into stones and pebbles. Nor is it granted to every heart to fall down in prayer. The wages of mercy are not the portion of every hireling.
Almost a repetition. After the fellow woke up